Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadik Tes, and we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Ches Omid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, and Alter Shmuel ben Chava Leah. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Rivka Bas Yeshua, and Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah is going to continue to discuss halachos, not so much about Erevin, more about Haitzah, halachas that Tosfos says theoretically could have and should have been somewhere in Masechta Shabbos, but the context of these halachas are things that Chazal said you cannot do because of Gzera Shema Yavirenu Dal Rames Mishus HaRabim or Shema Yoytzienu Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaYochid or Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaRabim, and then certain situations where you would have thought that maybe Chazal would have made Gzera and for whatever reason they chose not to make the Gzera. Zok the Mishnah Oymit Adam Mishus HaYochid, a person's allowed to stand in a Mishus HaYochid Umitalta Mishus HaRabim and carry something in a Mishus HaRabim. Mishus HaRabim, you're allowed to stand in a Rishus HaRabim, u'metalta b'Rishus HaYachid, and carry something in a Rishus HaYachid. U'bilvad, however, you have to read the fine print, and that is shelo yoytzi chutz me'arba amos. The bilvad is obviously going back on the first halach of the Mishnah. A person could stand in a Rishus HaYachid, carry something in a Rishus HaRabim, meaning pick it up and put it down, pick it up and put it down. However, you have to make sure that you don't pick it up, walk it, and put it down more than Dalai Lama. If you're going to do that, despite the fact that you're standing in a Rishus HaYachid, you still carry Dalai Lama's Rishus HaRabim. But merely to stand in a Rishus HaYachid and carry something in a Rishus HaRabim, to stand in a Rishus HaRabim and carry something in a Rishus HaYachid, does not is involve the Malach of Aitzah, and as a result, that's something you'd be allowed to do. Another halacha, lo yamid adam. The Mishnah says a person's not allowed to stand in Rishus HaYachid, v'yashnim b'Rishus HaRabim, and urinate into a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, not allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim, v'yashnim b'Rishus HaYachid, and urinate into Rishus HaYachid. V'chein lo yarak. The same is true about spitting. You can't stand in Rishus HaYachid and spit into a Rishus HaRabim. Can't stand in Rishus HaRabim, spit into Rishus HaYachid. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af mi shenitlash rukoy befiv. If somebody has saliva, spit inside his mouth, lo yahalich arba amos ad sheyorek. You're not allowed to walk dalet amos in Rishus HaRabim unless you spit it out of your mouth, because once it's loose inside your mouth, at that point it's considered a davar nifrad from your body. And if you're going to walk dalet amos b'Rishus HaRabim with that inside your mouth, essentially you're carrying. So that's something that you wouldn't be allowed to do. So the Mishnah said a whole bunch of halachis related to Haitzah. The Gemara is going to analyze each one. First halacha of the Mishnah was Oymed Adam Rishus HaYachid. A person is allowed to stand in Rishus HaYachid, Umitalta Rishus HaRabim, and he's allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabim. The same is true in the reverse. You're allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim and be mitalta in Rishus HaYachid. Zok the Gemara Masni Lo Rav Chinah Rav Shlami Luchia by Rav Kamei the Rav. Rav Chinah Rav Shlami was once saying over our Mishnah to Chia by Rav. That was Rav's son, and it was in the presence of the great Rav. And he had a completely different girsa than the girsa that we have in our Mishnah. The diametric opposite. Our Mishnah says, Oymeit Adam B'Rishus HaYachid, Umitalto B'Rishus HaRabim. Rav Chinah Rav Shlamya's girsa was, Lo Yamid Adam B'Rishus HaYachid, Umitalto B'Rishus HaRabim. Amaleis, Rav was there. And Rav turned to Rav Chinah Rav Shlamya, and he said, why would you change the girsa in the Mishnah? He said, Shafkis Rabbonon, for of this Kirameir, is it because you feel that the Mishnah should be according to the Shita of Rav Meir, and the Girsa that we have right now is really the Shita of the Rabbanan. So who's this Rav Meir? Rav Meir is mentioned in a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph. The Mishnah over there says something very similar to our Mishnah. Lo yamid adam Rishus HaYachid. A person is not allowed to stand in Rishus HaYachid. The yiftach b'Rishus HaRabim. And take a key to open up something in a Rishus HaRabim. Now, the Mishnah over there says Divi Rav Meir. It's Rav Meir. The assumption is that Shitas Rav Meir doesn't stim with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, Oymed on the Mishnah Sayachin, Metal to Mishnah Sarabin. Rav Meir over there says, Lo Yamed on the Mishnah Sayachin, the Yiftach Mishnah Sarabin. Seems like the same halacha. And here, yeah, there, no. So Rav told Rav Chinah Rav Shlami, I understand what you're doing. You were changing the gears in the Mishnah because you wanted the Mishnah to stim with Rav Meir. Stop, Mishnah is Rav Meir. You probably want the Mishnah to stim with Rav Meir. And if the Mishnah is going to stim with Rav Meir, then it has to say, Thou shall not in our Mishnah. Not Oymed Adam, but rather Lo Yamed Dodom. So the Gemara says, who saw that Rav was obviously right? And that is what Rav Chinna Bar Shlami was doing. And the reason Rav Chinna Bar Shlami did it was because he told me to say for Amir Reish and Amir Amir. Because the next, not the next Mishnah, but it's coming up in 2-3 Mishnayas from now, where it's clear that Rav Meir was of the opinion that you can't stand in Rosh Hashanah Yachim Metalto and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So if the Sefer, the Mishnah Daf Kufal was Rav Meir, doesn't it make sense that this Mishnah should be Rav Meir as well? But the Gemara says, Valoihi, Rav was telling Rav Chinna Bar Shlami, you're making a mistake. Sefer Rav Meir, it's true, the Sefer is Rav Meir. But Vereish Rabbanon, the Reish is the Rabbanon. And Enochinami, this halach in our Mishnah is really b'machloikis shnuyo. It's really totally the machloikis. What's the machloikis? It's our Mishnah here in Tzadik Ches Amid Beis, and it's the Mishnah later on Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. Ubilvad shelo yoytzi chutzah. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to stand in Rosh Hashayachim, carrying Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to stand in Rosh Hashanah and carrying Rosh Hashanah. We now know Rav Meir holds you can't, but our Mishnah, the way we have the Gersa, the way Rav said the proper Gersa is going according to Rabban, is something you're allowed to do. However, Ubavad, you just have to make sure Shaloi Yoitzi Chutz Meyar Ba'amis, that you're not allowed to carry it more than dollar. So if you're standing in a Rosh Hashayachid and there's a chayfetz in a Rosh Hashayachid, you want to stick your hand into the Rosh Hashayachid, pick something up, walk it 4 amas and then put it down, that's not something you're allowed to do. It sounds a little bit like from the Mishnah that if you would do that, you would violate the halacha of maver dalar amas b'shus harabim on a deraisa level. So if you did a b'shoigig, for example, you'd have to bring a carbon chatas. So the Gemara says, should this be a riot to Rava? Rava said, maver chepes b'tchilas abba l'soif arba. If somebody carries something dalar amas, the heviri derech olav, but when he carried it on top of his head. Meaning, the item that he carried was more than 10 tfachim above the ground. What's the significance of that? More than 10 tfachim in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a mokim ptur. It's not part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So he picked it up in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It went 4 amas. He put it down in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the point is that in between the Akir and the Hanacha, Heviroi derech olav. It was in a makom tor. The halacha is you're going to be chayv. So where do you see that in our Mishnah? So it's not mafurish in the Mishnah. But the Gemara is assuming if someone's standing in a Rosh Hashayachid, he picks something up, walks it, dalet amos, and then he puts it down, he probably was holding the item more than 10 tfachim off the ground. And still, it sounds like from the Mishnah, you'd be chayv chatas. So this is a riot of something Rava said. Now, Rava and Amoira was the one that said it. It was a very big chiddush. It made a big tumult in Beis Medrash when Rava said this. There seemed to have been no riot from a Mishnah or a Braisa, a Tosefta, to this halacha. So the Gemara gets very excited. The Gemara says, Lema Misayele, do we have a riot from our Mishnah, albeit a subtle raya to the halacha of Rava? But the Gemara says no, because miktani im hoitzi chayiv chatas doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that if you would do that, you would be chayiv chatas. Dilma im hoitzi, maybe if you would do it, pater avalaser. Maybe you'd be over nisit rabbana, but you'd be pater. Maybe you wouldn't have to bring a carbon chatas. All the Mishnah said was, ubilvad shelo yoitzi chutz meyar ba'amas. It doesn't say, and if you carry a dal amas, you'd be chayiv chatas. The ikr chiddush of Rava was that if someone's maver chepes mitchilas arba l'soif arva, ve'vir derech olav chayev, that you don't see from the Mishnah. This is just see aser, you don't see chayev. And if that's the case, you have no right to rub. Ikedami, some had this whole exchange in the reverse. Ha hoitzi patra avalasa. The Gemara's knee-jerk reaction to the Mishnah, ubevach lo yoitzi chutz me'ar b'amis, was that it sounds a little bit like it's only aser. Meaning it's not something that's a chiyuv chatas. All it is an isid rabbanon. Why would you think that? Because the language is a little soft. Ubevach lo yoitzi chutz me'ar b'amis. What do you mean? Don't just say you bilvad shalay yoytzi, also the yoytzi are ba'amis, and if you do, you chayiv chatas, and all the einshim of Shabbos. Doesn't sound like that. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if the language is so soft, we're going to be medayik, it's only awesome with the Rabbanu, lemit yav tiyufte de Rava, such a kasha on Rava, damar Rava mabim tchilas dal, saif dal, vivir der chalav chayiv. So the Gemara, no, at the end of the day, you can't ask a kasha on Rava either. Miktani hoitzi pat ravalasar. Had it said mefurishim hoitzi pat ravalasar, okay, that would be a tiyufte de Rava. Dilma im hoitzi chayiv chatas. Maybe what it means is that if you hoitzi chayiv chatas, and if that's the case, not a kash on Rava. To the contrary, there's no reason the Mishnah can't shtim with Rava. Either way, Rava had said a halach. If someone's maver chayfet, arab mitchilas arba l'soif arba, he did akir in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he walked it 4 amas, he did hanach in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But in between the kira and the hanach, when it traveled the 4 amas, it went derech olav, meaning it was more than 10 tefachim off the ground. It went through a makkah in Petor. You're going to be chayiv, said Rava, for regular hitzame deraisa. What's the chiddush? Went through a makom p'tor. You would think maybe you're not chayiv. You are chayiv. The Gemara said that our Mishnah is really addressing Rava's halacha. Because the Mishnah is talking about someone standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, being metaltal dal and amis in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the Mishnah clearly says, ubevad shelo yoytzi chutz me'ar ba'amis. So for sure we're discussing Rava's halacha. The question is this a riot to Rava? Is this a tiyufta de Rava? So the Gemara says you can't bring a raya to Rava. Can't ask a tiyufta de Rava. Because all you see from the Mishnah is that it's a problem. But Rava's ikur chiddush was not that it's a problem. It seems that was a little more obvious. What Rava was being mechadish was, is chayev. And chayev you don't see from the Mishnah. It doesn't say chayev. Also doesn't say not chayev. So you can go this way, you can go that way, whatever ikud amr you want to pick. It's the halacha of Rava, technically. But as far as the psak goes, it's neither here nor there. The Mishnah then said that a person is not allowed to stand in a Rishus HaYochid and urinate into a Rishus HaRabim. A person is not allowed to stand in a Rishus HaRabim and urinate into a Rishus HaYochid. The Mishnah said the same issue as it relates to spitting. But first, the Gemara is going to discuss urinating. So the Gemara, Rav Yosef said, Hishtin v'rok chayiv chatas. If somebody urinated and then he spat into a Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be chayiv chatas. I mean, this halacha that Mishnah says he's not allowed to do, it's not only awesome with the Rabbanon, it's awesome with the We know, going back to the very, very beginning of Masechta Shabbos, the halacha is in order to be chayev for the melacha of hoitzah, you have to do an akira and hanacha. Akira means you pick it up, hanacha means you put it down. But there's a lot of halachas that govern the technicalities of what akira is and what hanacha is. One of the most important halachas is that akira and hanacha has to be from a mokim dalid to a makom dalet. If you pick something out of the air, it's not an akira. If you put something down on something that's not a makom dalet, it's not hanacha. Akira has to be from a place of chashivos. Hanacha has to be to a place of chashivos. Chashivos is defined as a makom of four tvachim. So the Gemara says if someone urinates on Shabbos, the akira is from his guf. It's not a makom dalet. Someone spits, it's coming from his mouth. It's not a makom dalet. So the Gemara says that you have to say machshavtoi mishavyoloi makom. That it's true. Really, the place itself from where the akira is happening is not a makom dalet. However, this act is an act of chashivos. Because at the end of the day, if someone needs to go to the bathroom, so the urine is being nekar from the bladder, exactly where you define the makam of akira. But the point is that it's certainly chashav. And if it's chashav, that's going to be enough for you to be chay. Meaning, makam dalet is not a din. What it is, it's a simen that it should be an akira that's chashav. It should be a hanacha that's chashav. At the end of the day, if someone needs to go to the bathroom, when he does go to the bathroom, it's considered an akira of chashivos, and as a result, you're going to be chayv. Dilo yitem, hachin demar zal proved you. Hold on, my Rava said, zarek v'noch b'fiyakiv. Somebody throws something on Shabbos, and it landed in the mouth of a dog. It landed in a fire. Chayiv chatas. Over there, you don't have a makam dalid. The mouth of a dog is a makam dalid. What do you have to say? Machshav, t'mashav, l'makam. Being that that's what he wanted, he's feeding his dog, it's considered an act of chashivos. It's going to be considered an act of chashivos. What would be if the person himself was standing in Rosh Hashayachid and the Pia Amo, his Aver, was in a Rosh Hashayachid? What's the question? Do we look at him as if he's in a Rosh Hashayachid or do we look at him as if he's in a Rosh Hashayachid? If he's in a Rosh Hashayachid and now he urinated into the Rosh Hashayachid, we just said you're going to be chayv chatos. If he's in the Rosh Hashayachid, then it's not a problem. Unless it goes dalet ames, it's not going to be an issue. So what are the two tzadim? Basa akira azlinon, a basa yetzia azlinon. Do we look at the makam akira as being from where it leaves the guf, which is the bladder, which is the guf itself? So you look at him as being the Rishus HaYachid, or do you look at the part of the guf where it actually exits the body, and being the Pia Amas in the Rishus HaRabim, so we look at him as standing in the Rishus HaRabim, Teiku v'chein lo yorik, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Af mishet nitlash rukoi befiv. If a person has loose spittle in his mouth, lo yahalich arba amas, you're not allowed to walk down amas, achi yorik, unless you spit. Zok de Gemara, afagaftalei hafichba. It sounds like this halach is going to be true, even if you didn't try to get the spit to leave your body. Meaning, there's a difference between having a little bit of saliva inside your mouth versus where you try to extricate it, where you start by actually moving your throat in a way where you want it to come out. So it sounds like as long as it's in your mouth, that's already an issue, even if you didn't start krechtsing in a way where you're trying to get it to come out. We learned in a Mishnah in the 8th parak of Masechtas Kelim. If somebody was eating a fig cake, and his hands were tameh, stam yodayim, asheni l'tumah. Now this cake was truma. Truma could become tameh if it comes in contact with a sheni l'tumah. Sheni l'tumah can be metama, only truma and kacha. So the dveila was truma, which would become tameh if it came in contact with hands which are shniyos v'tomeh. However, in order for food to be tomeh, we know it first has to be hukshur l'kabel tomeh. How you machshur food l'kabel tomeh? It has to come in contact with liquid. So the topic of the Mishnah is whether the person's saliva is considered liquid so that it's machshur the devela to be mekabel tomeh. So if a person will now touch that Truma with his hands, he'll be metamin, he'll make the devela into a shlishi l'tumah. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So if somebody was eating devela, his hands were tummy. The hichlis, the other will take piv, and then he stuck his hand into his mouth, little tsrar, because he wanted to take a little tsrar, a little rock, there was something inside his mouth. He touched the devela. So again, his hands were tame, he touched the devela were wet because it came in contact with the saliva. Rameir metame, Rabbi Yosi metame. Rameir says he's going to be tame because it's truma. Your hands are actually in the tumah. So this is textbook. You're going to be tameh. Rabbi Yosi mitar. Rabbi Yosi says you're going to be tameh. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to say it depends. Hifech ba tameh. La hifech ba tameh. You want to know if saliva is machshel lekabel tumah? It depends. If you are mahapach the saliva to spit it out, oh, then it's considered a liquid, then it's going to be machshel. If not, not. So what's the kasha? You have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. In our Mishnah, it sounds like saliva is always considered separate from your body, meaning you always look at it as a dover bifnei atzmai. What was Rabbi Yehuda's lashon? Af mishen nitlash ruka. As long as it was nitlash, as long as it's already in your mouth, it's not part of your guf. It's inside your mouth. Lo yahalach arba'am es atchiyark. Here you see with regards to mesachtes kelim, Rabbi Yehuda has a different understanding. Rabbi Yehuda says no hipach ba. Yeah, lo hipach. No, no. So luchura, if it's all about hipach, the half of Mishnah didn't say about hipach. Why in Hilchas Shabbos is spittle always considered a thing separate from the body? If that's the case, you should look at it as an independent liquid. Yeah, when it comes to Hilchas Tumah, being Machshel Kabel Tumah, it depends if it was Hipech Ba, Lo Hipech Ba. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mukhlefes Hashita. So often in Shas, when you see the words Mukhlefes Hashita, what does it mean? It means you have to flip the names. Rashi says something else. Hichlef Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai V'yotzei Mena. Interesting, Rashi. That what Rabbi Yochanan was saying was, is that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. Rabbi Yehuda switched his Shita. So when Rabbi Yehuda was learning Erev, and he thought one way, and then when he learned Mesechtes Kalim, he saw it differently. Zakti Gemara, Shlokish Haman, Leilim Leitachla. There's no reason to do that. Vachav Mayaskino, and you want to know what our Mishnah is talking about? Bekichoy. We're talking about Kichoy. Kichoy is phlegm. We're not talking about saliva, we're talking about phlegm. So we're literally splitting hairs. Saliva and phlegm are not the same thing. When it comes to saliva, Hibechba. That's the Mishnah Mesechtes Kalim. When it comes to phlegm, once it's nitlash, it's already considered a thing unto itself. Fake the Gemara, but Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kichoy v'nitlash. Now this doesn't sound like a kasha. So next words, my love, roik v'nitlash. Interesting kasha. If it says kichoy v'nitlash, doesn't it also mean roik v'nitlash? See, so the Gemara says like kichoy v'nitlash. Fake the Gemara, but Tanya, what about this brisa? Rabbi Yehuda Omer kichoy shenitlash v'chein ruka shenitlash lo yahalik tal amas ad sheyarek. Here it's mefurish. Here it says kichoy v'nitlash and ruka shenitlash. You see, there's no chil between roik and kichoy. You see, it's one and the same. Ela machvarta must be what the Gemara said. Kedeshanina meikara, that Rabbi Yehuda changed his position, meaning in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that roik and kiach, it's all going to be one and the same. Once it's nitlash, at that point, it's already considered a davar chashav by itself. You can't walk dalet amis with it. In Mesechtes Kelim, Rabbi Yehuda saw it differently. Mukhlefes hashita. Rabbi Yehuda changed his own shita. And over there, Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that it all depends on whether it was hipachba or loy hipachba. Amarish lakish. So we mentioned the concept of kiach, phlegm. So the Gemara brings a memra that Reish Lakish said, bedivrei agada. Kiach b'fnei rabbi, if somebody coughs up phlegm in the presence of his Rebbe, chayev misa. He's chayev misa, shenema, because the pasuk says, kol mesanai ohavu maves. All the people that hate me, they were oyave maves, meaning they're chayev misa, al tikri le mesanai, not people that hate me, but people that cause other people to hate me. And to do something like this in front of a Rebbe is disrespectful, and it's going to cause other people to have a not such good opinion of Rabbeim and of the Torah Chalilo. And as a result, they're considered not Mesanai, but rather Masniai. They cause other people. And what does it say? Avu Mavas. So you see, Chayv Misa. But the Gemara says, Vamenas Anas. Like, what do you want from the person? If a person has phlegm, it just gets coughed up. That should be an issue. The Gemara says, you're right. Kiach V'rok Kami. You know, I mean, if someone just coughs up phlegm, if he coughs it up and he spits it out in front of his rabbi, that he could have controlled himself. Could have figured out a way to do it in a more respectful way. It's interesting. This is a little reminiscent of the Gemaras that we had, and Daf Samech Dalet, Samech Hei, about Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi, that you see, it's very chomer, that a murder halacha b'fnei rabbi is chayiv misa. So someone that disrespects his rebbe, there's an idea of chayiv misa, but that's for a whole nother day. Zok the Mishnah, le'yamadon b'shus hayachid, again, me'inyin, all ba'isa inyin. If not, no, you're not let us stand in b'shus hayachid, yish b'shus rabbi, and drink in b'shus rabbi. B'shus rabbi, you're not let us stand in b'shus rabbi. V'yish b'shus hayachid, and drink in b'shus hayachid. Elam kein hichnis, roishay v'rubay, l'makim shu shayis. Unless you stick roishay v'rubay, the majority of you is in the place that you're drinking, then it's going to be okay. But otherwise, it's not okay. V'chein begas, and the same is true by the wine press. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. So the first Mishnah of today's daf began, Oymed Adam b'rishos ha-yachid u'metaltol b'rishos rabim. You let us stand in Rishos ha-yachid and be metaltol in Rishos ha-rabim. You can stand in Rishos ha-rabim and you could be metaltol in a Rishos ha-yachid. This Mishnah is saying that as it relates to drinking, lo yamid adam b'rishos ha-yachid v'yishta b'rishos ha-rabim. Lo yamid adam b'rishos ha-rabim v'yishta b'rishos ha-yachid. Talk to Gemara, why not? Reish Rabbanon v'sefer Rameir. It sounds like we're probably going according to Rameir. Which Rameir? The Rameir that we saw in the beginning of the daf. The Rameir whose source is really the Mishnah later on daf Kuf Aleph, Rameir who said, Lo yamid adam b'rishos ha-yachid, v'yiftach b'rishos rabim. Now let's stand b'rishos ha-yachid, pick up a key and open something up in b'rishos rabim. Sounds like that's Rameir's shita, not the Rabbanan shita. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, no, b'chafetzem she'tzrichen loy v'divrei akol. There's a difference between something that you need and something that you don't need. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Ches on the base, the first Mishnah of the Daf, was talking about something you don't need. You're puttering around. You stand there, there's something here, you pick it up, you put it down. You didn't do anything wrong. It's fine. As long as it doesn't go Dalai Namas, you didn't do anything so terrible. But over here, you're drinking. This is something you want. Oh, it's something you want. Now there's a concern that you may actually bring it in. If it's not something you need, we're less worried about what may happen. But if it's something that you do need, something that you want, that's why there's a concern. So our Mishnah, nothing to do with the Machloikis. Mayor and the Chachamim, this is going to be true according to everybody. What about a caramelist? Could a person stand in a Rishos HaYachid and drink in a caramelist? What's the difference? If you, Chalila, will carry from the Rishos HaRabim to the Rishos HaYachid, you'll violate Hoitzah Midei Raisa. But if you would carry from the caramelist to the Rishos HaYachid, it's only Nisad Rabbanon. So did we make the Gzeira only Atu Hoitzah Midei Raisa, or did we make the Gzeira even Atu Hoitzah Midei Rabbanon? Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, it's the same thing. Zok Rashi, ki heichid lo yamid b'shus ha-rabim v'yishta b'shus ha-yachid, tach lo yamid b'karmelis v'yishta b'shus ha-yachid. It's one and the same. Amar Rava. So Rava said, how could that be? He goof Gzeira. V'anan nekem v'nigz Gzeira l'Gzeira. We don't make a Gzeira l'Gzeira. Carrying from a karmelis to b'shus ha-yachid is only an Nisad Rabbanon. So why would we go ahead and say, lo yamid adam b'shus ha-yachid v'yishta b'karmelis, atu, you may carry in a karmelis, which in itself is atu, you may carry from a b'shus ha-rabim. So the Gemara said that, Amar Abaye, I hear what you're saying, Rava, but I could prove to you that I'm right. From where? From the Mishnah. Because Midik Tani, what the end of the Mishnah say? V'chein begas. The same is going to be true if you were in a gas, on a wine press. So the question is, what's the chiddush of a wine press? Why is v'chein begas significant? Why is this any different than the first halacha in the Mishnah? Said Abai, I'll tell you why. Because the gas probably was a caramelist. And what the Mishnah is saying is that just like this halacha is true from Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaRabim, it's going to be true if it's a Rishos HaYachid to a caramelist, or it's from Rishos HaRabim to a caramelist. That's the significance of v'chein begas. Otherwise, what's v'chein begas mean? So Abai said, I hear what you're saying. It's gzeira l'gzeira. We don't usually make gzeira l'gzeira. But at the end of the day, what else is the Mishnah saying? Rava says, I'll tell you what the Mishnah is saying. In your ma'isa, when the Mishnah says v'chein begas, it's not coming to teach me another halacha related to Hoitzah, but rather it's coming to teach me a completely different halacha, a halacha that's nogeya ma'isr. So we know you're not allowed to eat tfuas ha'aretz unless you're mafrish trumois u'ma'isrus. Stating that, there is a kula. In the event that the food that you want to eat was lo nigmar melachta, it's something that wasn't completed yet, it's the final packaging and the final servicing of this item wasn't completely done, then the halacha is, if you want to eat an achilas haroi, that's something you're allowed to do. An example of that is if you have someone that works in a wine press, so in the wine press, to snack a little bit on some wine is considered an achilas haroi. So in the event that the wine is still in the press, it's not completed yet, so the halacha is, in theory, an achilas haroi is something you would be allowed to do. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. What the Mishnah is saying is that there's a halacha that in a gas, any shtia is considered achilas haroi. And as a result, you'd be allowed to drink it even though you aren't mafish, shumas, or maizah. But only if you're in the gas. If you're not in the gas, not in Yiddish, the gas as in the street, the gas over here in the wine press, if you have to be in the gas, but otherwise it's not going to be the halacha. See, here's the question. What if I'm standing outside the gas and I'm over it, or I'm in the gas and I'm over it the other way? So it's the same halacha. If you're Rosh, the Ruba, it's going to be okay. Otherwise, just like we have this halacha regarding Shabbos, v'chein le'inyin meiser, we have the same halacha regarding meiser, the Tanan, and this is a Mishnah. Mishnah in the fourth parak of Masechtas Meisers, if it sounds familiar, this is also Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph. From the base, choice and ala gas. You let it drink on a gas. It doesn't matter if you diluted the wine with hot water, with cold water. Upat. Lazbat Sadik says that no, that once you dilute the wine, at that point it's not considered achilas aroy anymore. As a result, you're not allowed to drink. Chacham say it depends. Ala chamid, if you dilute with hot water, chayiv, then it's considered not in achilas aroy anymore. As a result, you can't drink. Give ala tzayin if it was in cold water. Patim neshem achses on boiser, because when you dilute with cold water, when you finish drinking, so you just pour it back into the pot when no one's looking. But the point is, that's something that you can do. As a result, it would be considered achilas aroy. But the point is, the Mishnah wasn't handling Hilchei Shabbos. The Mishnah was handling the halachas of meiser. I mean, the one question that the Rishonim all deal with, and this is also something that really ties into a lot of raid for another day, and that is, Abaya said that I don't think there's any difference between standing in a Rishus HaYachid and drinking in a Rishus HaRabim, or standing in a Rishus HaYachid and drinking in a Carmelis. Abaya said, he. It's one and the same. Rava said, he kuf igzera. Vana nekum and igzera. Abaya said, I hear, but it's a Mishnah. At the end of the day, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, v'chein begas. And Abaya understood, v'chein begas was saying a halacha, not hilchus meis, we're not learning meisus now. It was halacha hilchus haitza. Rava said, no, v'chein begas means, v'chein learning your meis. Okay, so at the end of the day, Abaya has a Mishnah. But still, Abaya has to explain his position. What's Pshan in the Mishnah? Why is it that over here we make a gzera l'gzera? We never make a gzera l'gzera. So why all of a sudden here would we make a gzera l'gzera? So Tosfos in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos and the Rishonim over here and there discuss this question. One of the terutzim that the Rishonim say is because we're dealing over here with the Malach of Haitzah. Haitzah is a Malach of Geruah, and because Haitzah is a Malach of Geruah, the Chachamim were more Machmer. So we've seen this throughout Masechta Shabbos. Sometimes by Haitzah we were more Mekel, because Haitzah is a Malach of Geruah. But sometimes by Haitzah we were more Machmer, because Haitzah is a Malach of Geruah. There's no Chatzi Shir maybe by Haitzah, because it's a Malach of Geruah. Maybe there's no Shvisas Behema by Haitzah, because it's a Malach of Geruah. But Mi'idich Gisa, you have Mukta, which was all Atu Haitzah, and all the Gzerah Shem Yaviren was Dal and Amis Bishos Arabim, etc., etc. This is that dichotomy that you find in the Malach of Haitzah. But here's another example, that precisely because Haitzah is a Malach of Geruah, Chazal were worried, Haitzah, big deal, no one's going to take it seriously. Oh, you're not going to take it seriously. We're going to make Zeris, Ligazeris. And that's why you find this idea of Gzera, Ligzera, by Haitzah, something which is very much an aberration, something that you don't find in other areas in Halach. Zok de Mishnah, Koylet Adam, a person's allowed a chap, water, mina maschila, from a gutter, Lamatim yutfachim, as long as he's less than 10 tfachim off the ground. Umin hatzinar, he could do the same thing from a tzinar, which is another type of gutter. But over there, not only could he grab it out of the ear, but mikomakam shaisa. He's even allowed to drink directly from it or put a keli to it and take from it that way. So the Mishnah is comparing and contrasting taking water on Shabbos. He's standing in a Rishus HaRabim. The water's coming down from the house through some drainage system, some primitive, once upon a time type of gutter. And the Mishnah says there's a nafkamina between whether this is a maschila or whether this is a tzinor. If it's a maschila, you're allowed to grab it out of the ear. If it's a tzinor, you're even allowed to go directly and you're allowed to take it out of. So what exactly is a maschila and what exactly is a tzinor? If you have a picture, it's very, very straightforward. But the maschila was like a pipe, a drain, that was on the top of the house, pretty close to the roof. The tzinor was a drain that went down vertically. It went down along the length of the wall, and at the end of the day, the water ended up coming. The question is the water coming long distance? The maschila is horizontal along the width of the house, and then when it drips down, so if the house is 10 feet tall, it's going to come down all 10 feet. The maschila, at the tzinar, the pipe actually is attached to the side of the house, more similar to the drains that we're familiar with. And as a result, it's going to end up coming down closer to the bottom. Regardless, says the Mishnah, if it's a maschila, then you could only grab it out of the air. If it's a tziner, then you could even go directly. Now, you're standing in a Rosh Hashanah, and when you take water out of the maskila, the tziner, whichever one it is, it sounds a little haitzadik, right? It feels a little bit like haitzah. You're taking something from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. Now, you're not doing an akira in Rosh Hashanah. It's happening by itself, so this is certainly not your classic haitzah. Additionally, as it's negeya ar sugya, the maskila itself, the tziner itself, was viewed as a makim p'tor. Because it's like a drain that's just attached to the house. But we look at it from the perspective of Shabbos and Erevin as being a reshus onto itself, assuming it wasn't dalet al dalet, so the dimensions are going to be malkim tor. Right? If something is less than dalet al dalet, it's almost always going to be a malkim tor. A karmelis and a reshus ayoch always has to be 4x4. The difference between a karmelis and a reshus ayoch is how tall it is. Reshus ayoch has to be 10 tvachim. Karmelis, it's less than 10 tvachim. If it's within 3 tvachim, then it's part of the reshus that it's in. But if it's more than 3, within 10, dalet al dalet, it's a karmelis. More than 10, it's going to be reshus ayoch. When it's not even dalet al dalet, then we look at it as a makam tor. So this is really a makam patur. So if it's a makam tor, there really shouldn't be any problems. Because when you break it down to the Erevin science, to the Shabbos science, really what you have is you're taking, you're not even doing an akira, you're taking it from a makam tor. So what should be the issue? But you see, there's an issue. Because in the reish of the Mishnah, the reish it says, you can only take it out of the air. You can intercept it. But you can't actually drink directly from it. You can't put a keli. The tzin or the other one, you can. The first one. So what's the pshat? My time. Why can't you just be mitzarev? Why can't I take a keli? Why can't I put my mouth directly to the maskila and drink that way? We're talking about where the maskila was within 3 tfachim from the roof. Okay, the chol pachas migag samuch ligag ki gag dami. If something's within 3 tfachim of the roof, we look at it like the roof itself. So even though you're right, you're taking it from a makam tor, but it smells a little like, it feels a little bit like you're taking it from the roof. So seshmekta bissel fin hoitzom v'shus ayachid v'shus ayachid. That's why Chazal said don't do it. Tanya nami hochi oimid adam v'shus ayachid u'magbiya yadoi l'mayla me'asar etfachim l'pachos mishloisha samach legag. You can go to within 3 tfachim samach legag, ubelvad, shalo yitzarif, as long as you're not mitzarif. So you see that when it's samach legag within 3 tfachim, that's the issue. Tanya, idach, another price. Yam adodim shus ayachid, viyagbiya yodai, lemaila meyasar tfachim, lepachis migimo samach legag, viyitzarif, avol koile tu vishoisa. But if you want to grab it out of the air, you can. Again, these are prices that said more than the Mishnah said. What did it say more? It added this caveat of samach legag. Gag within 3 tvachim. That's the issue. The issue is within 3 tvachim, that's always the shield of it. Always looks like it's you're there. 3 tvachim is so insignificant in halacha. So it's for that reason, it looks like you're taking it from the gag. If it looks like you're taking it from the gag, it's going to be a problem. So what then is the difference between the maschila and the tziner? So it seems the metzius of the maschila is the drain was on top. So if the drain is on top, if you're going to go now take it directly from the drain, and it's within 3 tvachim from the gag, so it looks like you're taking it from the roof, right? It's pasha. The tziner, the pipe goes all the way down the house, and now you're going to go to the mouth of the tziner, you're not within 3 tvachim from the gag, you're down, it's down by the floor. So it's for that reason you don't have the problem of samach legag. That's why it's not an issue. Minat tziner mikol makom shoyse tana im yesh betzina dalet al dalet aser. If the tziner was dalet al dalet, it's going to be aser. Why? Bipneshe who kim moitzi mishos lishos. Not moitzi mishos lishos, but it's kim moitzi mishos lishos. With a kaf adimnia. Over here, it's like you're being moitzi mishos lishos. Again, what's the difference? The difference is we said earlier, that the whole reason there's no major problem is because we're looking at this area as a makom tor. But the minute we have to look at the area as a reshus onto itself, that's when you have a problem. Another mission. If you had a barbershus harabim, and the sand that was on the side was 10 tvachim tall. If there's a window that's right near it, the halach is you'd be allowed to take water from the bar into the chaloin on Shabbos. Ashpa b'rishus harabim. If there's ashpa, there's garbage in the rishus harabim, gevoya yud tvachim, 10 tvachim tall. If there's a window next to it, you'd be allowed to pour water into it on Shabbos. So again, we're going to start with the first halacha of the Mishnah. Bar b'shus harabim, v'chul yisoy, givoya yud tfachim. And next to it, you have sand that's 10 tfachim tall. So the halacha is, if you have a house, window, you want to take water from the bar, it's Shabbos, the bar is in a rishus harabim, your house is a rishus hayachid, you're allowed to take from it on Shabbos. I mean, at first glance, you're taking from rishus harabim to rishus hayachid, that sounds like an issue. But again, what's making this work is the fact that you have the chul yisoy, that's 10 tvachim. And because you have the chuyus that that's 10 tefachim, somehow this makes it happen. So, Maya Skinner, let's break down the case a little bit about Ilema B'smucha. If we're talking about where the bar was really, really close to the house, Lamali Chul Yud. Why do you even need a Chul Yud? You shouldn't need a Chul Yud. Why not? Rashi says, because even though the bar is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but if this bar is so close to the house, the gap between the house and the bar is insignificant. It's like a Makom Ptur. We don't really look at it as a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Again, you could be in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it could be an area that doesn't have the din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Makom Pturs, Karmelis, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, they're all your Rosh Hashanah Rabbims are loaded with Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's the Metzius. Because when you break it down, that's the way it is. So that area between the house and the bar, the Gemara's timing, if it's so narrow, then it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So I shouldn't need Chol Yud. There should be no issue. I should be carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, that in and of itself could be a problem. You know, like carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, unless you make an Erev. But again, that's not important for now. What we need to know is we're not discussing the Erevim piece. We're discussing the carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim piece. And as a result, as it relates to that, the Gemara Tain is, if you're close by, what should be the issue? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Hachamai Eskeid Ben Muflegas Man HaKoyis Al Arba. It's talking about where there was distance. How much distance? That was 4 Tefachim. Enough space that area is a Makom Chashuv. It's not just a Makom Ptur. If that area is a Makom Chashuv, it's 4 Tefachim. Also, in that case, only because it's chulya, is it going to be okay? So, the Gemara, but time take a chulya asara, like a chulya asara, come metaltel, mirshos ha-yachid, mirshos ha-yachid, derech mirshos ha-rabim. So, l'chayra says the Gemara, I understand. Why do you need the chulya, even without the, and that's why you need the chulya, because otherwise you're going to be carrying from the shos ha-yachid, mirshos ha-yachid, derech mirshos ha-rabim, that's going to be the issue. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said a different test. Maybe he's talking about where it was smucha. The chiddush is the bar v'chuyusay mitzdarfen la'asara. We're talking about where the bar itself wasn't 10 tefachim deep. And being that the bar itself wasn't 10 tefachim deep, since the bar itself didn't have a din of Rishos HaYachid. If it didn't have a din of Rishos HaYachid, you wouldn't be able to take it, right? The only way you can take it is Rishos HaYachid. The chiddush is that the chuyus mitzdarf to create a situation of 10 tefachim, creates a situation of 10 tefachim, it's for that reason you're allowed to take it. So the reason you're allowed to take it is because you're going from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaYachid. That's why it's okay. What makes it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? The fact that it's 10 tefachim deep, in the event that you need the chuyah to be mitzarev for the 10 tefachim, the chuyah can be mitzarev to the 10 tefachim as well. Ashper Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Mishnah said if there was Ashper Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if it was 10 tefachim tall, it's next to your window, so you can go from your window, you can pour it out on top of the ashper. Because the ashper, if it's 10 tefachim, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So again, you're carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Freaking Gemara, V'lo Yechashin Hashem Tenatash. Why are you worried that the ashper is going to be taken away? Right now, the ashper is 10 tefachim. But what happens if they remove some of the ashper? Now it's not going to be 10 tefachim anymore. So sounds like, okay, you're not worried, right? There was a mavoi, and on one side the mavoi had two regular mechitzas, and then it had two not such regular mechitzas. What were these irregular mechitzas? One was the yam, and the other one was ashma. The other one was garbage. But the shayla was brought to Rabbi. He didn't want to paskin on this mavoi. He didn't want to paskin if this mavoi is a mavoi mafulish, if it's an edim mafulish. He didn't want to get involved. Why not? So the Gemara says, "Heto lo yomar boy." He didn't want to say "heto the chashinon shemo tinotel ashpa v'yala yam certain." He was worried that maybe the ashpa is going to be removed. So even though the ashpa is a good mechitza, but maybe someone's going to take it away. It won't be a good mechitza anymore. Even though the yam is a good mechitza, but shemo yala hayam certain. Maybe some sediment is going to come from the bottom of the sea, and it's going to raise the level of the ground underneath it, and the yam won't be a good mechitza either. So he didn't want to say het isolo yam, but he couldn't say yes either. The kind of mechitzas, and then you have mechitzas. So what do we need? We just need one piece of it. We don't need the whole mavoi in the case that we needed in the first parak. We don't need this right now. What we need now is just one thing, and that is that you see from here the Chazal were worried. Rebbe was worried. You want to use ashpa as a mechitza? I can't use it because ashpa is something that gets removed. So being that it gets removed, I can't rely on it. Just because it's here today doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be here tomorrow. So we can't be Soymech Hankulus. Now Rebbe was talking about a mavoi, whether or not it had a din of a mechitza. We're discussing something else. We're discussing a person that has a house, right outside his house. You look outside your window, what do you see? Ashba, lovely. But that's what you see. And it's 10 tefachim, so it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Technically, I should be able to take my garbage and throw it out. I mean, that's the silver lining, the convenience. But that's something at the very least, be able to open my window and throw it out. What's the problem? Freit the Gemara, what do you mean? Why is it so pashat halacha? Right? Sounds like a simple halacha. It's not a simple halacha. Why are you worried? Shema, tinotel, ashba. So the Gemara says, like kasha, hadi yachid, hadi rabbin. a yachid's ashpa, there's a concern maybe it's going to be removed, and that was the case over there. Whereas our Mishnah is discussing ashpa de rabin. By the ashpa de rabin, there's no concern, shemetinot tala ashpa, and it's for that reason over here, we don't have to be worried about it, and we can rely on the ashpa being 10 tfachim, and as a result, you can throw your garbage out of your house directly, even though you throw it into the Rishon, how can you throw it into the Rishon HaRabim? Because we know by now that just because you're throwing something into the airspace of a Rishon HaRabim does not mean it's a Rishon HaRabim. If it's more than 10 tfachim off the ground, it's never a Rishon HaRabim. If you have any area that's dalid al dalid, as long as it's more than 3 tfachim off the ground, it's going to be either a Carmelis or a Rishon HaRabim. It's not going to be, or Rishon HaYachid, it won't be a Rishon HaRabim. Even if it's Gimel al Gimel, even better, it's going to be a Makom Patur. The point is that it's something that you'd be allowed to do. We're not concerned. Shemetinot ala ashba exhale. So just to go back one more time, maybe, to some of the sugyas that we've been talking about the last few days, and that is the halachos of hamoitzi tefillin, specifically the pasuk in Parashas Bo, where the pasuk says, v'hoyu l'cha lo'isa yotcha, u'lezikarein b'nei necha, l'mantia teres Hashem b'ficha. And we've mentioned several times the Mechilta in Parashas Bo, where the Mechilta says, "Mikan Amru." Chazal said that you see from here, "Hameiniach Tefillin ki ilu koyre b'Torah, v'cholak koyre b'Torah." Where do you see that? Because the pasuk seems to be giving a time of the krah. You want to know why you put on tefillin? Why? Because if you do that, then Torah Hashem is going to be beficha. So yesterday we mentioned the chiddush of the Besamim Rosh. That the Besamim Rosh said, we mentioned two chiddushim of the Besamim Rosh. One chiddush was that a Balkari is not allowed to put on tefillin, and that was one of Rav Mordechai ben Tzrayas in the Shailos Hatshuvos Parashas Mordechai, that the Besamim Rosh wasn't written by the Rosh. But that we spoke about yesterday. But there was another chiddush that we mentioned from the Besamim Rosh, and that is that even though the Mechilta said that kol ha-koyre b'toyres potem not tefillin, but it means only someone that doesn't just learn Torah, but he also teaches Torah. So if somebody teaches Torah, he shares Torah with others, that person is Potem and Atfilin. But if somebody learns Torah, but he's not a Melame Torah L'Acherim, he doesn't have the halacha of Kalakoyra B'Torah Potem and Atfilin. So we said that it could be this Chiddush of the Besamim Roish is very Meduyik in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, V'hoi l'cha lo'isa yotcha, u'lezikarim b'nei necha, l'man tiyeh, Torah Hashem b'ficha. Why Torah Hashem b'ficha? L'man tiyeh, Torah Hashem, so that you'll learn Torah. Why does it have to be beficha? Beficha sounds like the Torah has to be in your mouth. You know, Torah has to be in your mouth in order for you to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Torah is v'agisa b'yom and v'layla. The Torah is a mahari, but the very Torah is also mekayim the mitzvah. So why then is it l'man tia Torah Hashem beficha? So we said that the Gemara says in Masech Tesukah, Daf Mem Tesam Beis, that the Eish is chayil, pia pascha b'chachma, v'Torah is chesed al l'shoyna. Freak the Gemara, v'chi yesh Torah shal chesed, v'yesh Torah she'ena shal chesed. Rather, says the Gemara, Torah l'lamda zuhi Torah shal chesed. If somebody learns Torah shaloi l'lamda, zuhi Torah she'ena shal chesed. But you see that when a person learns Torah, and the purpose of his learning is to teach the Torah. Torah lalamda, that's Torah shal chesed. So the Aruch Haner on this Gemara Sukkah, Daf Mem Tesam Beis says that it's beautiful, the pasuk. Pia pascha b'chachma v'Torah chesed al l'shoyna. A person doesn't have to open his mouth in order to learn Torah. V'gisa v'yayma v'layla. But if you want other people to benefit from your Torah, then you have to open your mouth. Pia pascha b'chachma. When you open your mouth, other people can benefit from the learning. Then it's v'toyras chesed al l'shoyna, like the Gemara says here in Sukkah Mebtes on the Beis. It's going to be Torah that other people can benefit as well. So pia pascha is not a tenai in Torah, but pia pascha is a tenai in teaching Torah. V'hayu l'cha lo'isa yotcha l'zikarim b'nei necha l'mantia toyras Hashem b'ficha. L'mantia toyras Hashem b'ficha daika. If it's going to be toyras Hashem b'ficha, pia pascha b'chachma v'toyras chesed al l'shoyna, so you see there's a connection, not only of a kol ha'koyre b'toyra patim and atfilin, but someone that learns Torah with a pia pascha b'chachma, where it's a l'mantia toyras Hashem b'ficha, that's when you're patim and atfilin. Meaning, it's not enough to learn Torah to be patim and atfilin. It has to be a Torah that other people can benefit. It has to be a Torah shal chesed. It has to be a Torah that's al menas lami. But this is something that we mentioned yesterday. But just to be moisef on this idea a little bit, b'derech ha-machshava, and a little bit b'derech ha-gada. And that is, one of the most famous tshuvas in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer is Eirechayim, tshuva kuf pehe. That's a tshuva that hafachba vafachba de kulaba, specifically b'inyonei Purim. The Chasam Sofer wrote this tshuva on Tainus Esther, and he writes that because it's Tainus Esther and it's Zman Kehilo Lechayel, so he wants to talk a little bit about a few ha'aris that he had on Purim, and this is a very famous tshuva, and he talked about different things related to Purim. It's interesting, the tshuva was written to Rav Bunim Ginz, also known as Rav Bunim Eger. Rav Bunim Eger was Rav Kiva Eger's brother. We know Rav Kiva Eger was the Chasam Sofer Shver. So Rav Kiva Eger's brother was really Rav Kiva Eger's uncle. He refers to him as his mechutin. He meant mishpacha. But either way, Rav Bunim Eger was Rav Kiva Eger's Shver. He was Rav Kiva Eger's brother, which means he was the Chasam Sofer's uncle. He was also the Chasam Sofer's shatchan. So the Chasam Sofer was married for many, many years. He didn't have any children. And I think it was at the age of 51 that he got married a second time. His wife died. And his second wife was Rav Kiva Eger's daughter. The Shatchin was Rav Bunim Ginz, Rav Kiva Eger's brother. In fact, I have a sefer. It's called Ishim B'Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. This is a good cheating sefer, by the way. I shouldn't show all my cards. But Ishim B'Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, where they have short bios on different personalities that are mentioned. Can't get the sefer though, so good luck. But this is a sefer that has short bios on the shoyls and different people that are mentioned in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. So on Rav Bunim Ginz, so it mentions over there, La'acha p'tira zivugay harishal shal maron, ha-rebin esaro aleh ha-shalom, hu hitzir le-maron b'mechtovay, mi'em chafeyav tofkuf ayin beis espas ochiv, Rabbi Akiva Eger ha-rebin esaro. And he brings just an excerpt of this letter. So what did the Shatchan say about the Sarul? Me'usheres p'yiris Hashem, oyheves toira v'limudo, tznua b'maseh, v'choch maslev b'yoyser, yoydas lahanig asma b'rabanusa. But either the Chasam Sofer didn't have any children from his first wife. So the whole shalshelis of the Chasam Sofer, it all came from his second wife, his Zivik Sheni, and it came through the daughter of Rav Kiva Eger. But either way, so Rav Bunim Eger, Rav Kiva Eger's brother, not Rav Kiva Eger's Akasha, but Rav Kiva Eger's brother's Akasha. And his question that he asked him was as follows. He asked him Akasha, that Tosfos and Masechtos Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, In Kan Mekoymei Laharich, discusses whether Af Hein Hoyu Ba'osei Hanes, which we know obligates women in many mitzvahs essays shazman gerama. So mikra megillah is a mitzvah essay shazman gerama. However, noshim chayoves b'mikra megillah shafin hoyu ba'yisanes. Dalet kois is a mitzvah essay shazman gerama. But Reb Shua ben Levi said noshim achayv and dalet kois is shafin hoyu ba'yisanes. Ner chanukah is a mitzvah essay shazman gerama. However, we know noshim achayv and ner chanukah shafin hoyu ba'yisanes. And the question was: is afin hoyu ba'yisanes only a derabbanan svara? Ner Chanukah, Dalet Koisus, Mikra Megillah, these are all mitzvahs derabbanan. Is only a derabbanan svara, or is this a deraisa svara as well? And this was a Tosfos and Masechtos Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. What's the context exactly? Tos over there is discussing that we know that Noshe Machayev in the mitzvah of matzah. Why? So the Gemara says, because it's a hekish. It says that you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, and it says you have a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach. So in Makish, anyone that has the issa to eat chametz has the mitzvah to eat matzah. Freak Tosfos Akasha. He says, I understand. What do I need the hekish for? Say, afein hoye boisanes. So one Teretz Tosfos says, is afein hoye boisanes is all the Rabbanon. Oh, it's the whole din is a din the Rabbanon. So it's anyways a the Rabbanon, the Gehalach. It's not a deraisa, the Gehalach. But Tos brings another pshat. And it sounds like Tosfos was discussing this beautiful shayla. Afein hoye boisanes. Is it only a the Rabbanon? Whenever Chazal used it, they were dealing with Dinei Derabbanan. Or maybe it's a Din Deraisa as well, and maybe on a Deraisa level, you could also use it. The Kasha, of course, would be, then why do I need a Hekish to tell me that Nashim Achayiv and Matzah? What happened? Tafi Noi Ba'is and Es. But this is a Tosfos, the Masechtos Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So Rav Bunim Eger, Rav Kivega's brother, asked the Chasam Sofer, he said, if that's the case, I have a Kasha. How do we know that Nashim HaPater from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama? What's the Makar? We learn it from the Mitzvah of Tefillin. Nashim HaPater from Tefillin. And it says in the parish of Tefillin, V'hoi l'cha lo'is al yotcho l'zikarim b'nei necho, l'man tiye teres Hashem b'ficho. The idea of Tefillin is l'man tiye teres Hashem b'ficho. What does Tefillin have to do with teres Hashem b'ficho? Tefillin is somehow related, it's associated with all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So we say that just like Tefillin is a mitzvah, Seish Hasman Garama, Nashim HaPater, so to call Teres Hashem. Anytime you're going to find a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah, Seish Hasman Garama, Nashim are going to be. And this is the Makar, we learn it from Tefillin. Nashim HaPater from Tefillin, that's how we know that Nashim HaPater from all mitzvahs, Seish Hasman Garama. So Rabbunim Eger asked the Chasam Sofer, he says, I don't understand. To me, Tefillin is a classic example of an Afhein Hoyu Ba'isa Anes.
He said, because why do we wear tefillin? The pasuk says, "Mamantia teres Hashem beficha." The next words, "Ki biyad chazaka hoytziyacha Hashem mitzrayim." The reason we wear tefillin is zeichel leitzias mitzrayim. So he said, if we wear tefillin zeichel leitzias mitzrayim, afin hoya boys hanes, nashim were included in yitzias mitzrayim. That's why nashim drink dalakoyse. Shafin hoya boys hanes. So he said, if that's the case, how could we learn mitzvahs esay shazman gerama from tefillin? To the contrary, if anything, tefillin is your classic example of where you don't say mitzvah seseh shas man garama because of the halach of afhein hoya ba'isanes. So from the fact that we learn all mitzvah seseh shas man garama noshem apater from tefillin, sounds like tefillin is a classic mitzvah seseh shas man garama, which sounds like then you don't say afhein hoya ba'isanes, albeit on a deiraisa level. The Rabbanon, we could do whatever we want. But mideiraisa, it's not a real svara. So if that's the case, how could Tosfos and Megillah, Daftal and Aleph, have it said that Afin Hoy Baisanes would work to knock out mitzvahs esesh as man gerama, even mideiraisa? If that's the case, what's going to be with tefillin? So you come up with a teretz, but at the end of the day, you can't tell me that Afin Hoy Baisanes negates mitzvahs esesh as man gerama on a deraisa level, because if that's the case, tefillin is not a mitzvahs esesh, it's just man gerama. Maybe the nashim will be potter anyways, maybe for another reason, the Remeir Simcha's reason, whatever. But it can't be because of mitzvahs esesh as man gerama, because you have Afin Hoy Baisanes. Either way, this was the kasha, it's a lumbish kasha, but the punchline that we need for our raid bite is not the kasha. What we need is the teretz. So the Chacham Sofer wrote back to his uncle, Rabbuna Meiger, Rabbi Kivega's brother, and he told him like this. He said, I understand what you're saying. You're reading the Psukim, and from the Psukim it sounds like Ki biyod chazoko yitziach Hashem mitzrayim, that the reason we would fill in is zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. But he said, it's not true. Avol emes yere darkoi. The emes is not that way. The tefillin eina mitam yitzias mitzrayim l'chod. The reason we wear tefillin is not only because of yitzias mitzrayim. That's not why we put on tefillin. We put on tefillin zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. That's not why. He says, I'm going to tell you now why we put on tefillin. And this is mamash incredible. It's tucked away. It's in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, right? Tefillin, what's tefillin all about? So you have the nusach of the l'shem yichud, and you have all the different ideas and concepts and machshavas and drushes and bar mitzvah pshatlach that we've heard over the years to understand tefillin. But here you have L'shoinei Hazav. I mean, this is literally Klora Diburim from the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva to Rav Kivega's where he says, I'm going to explain to you what tefillin is all about. Kurz and sharp. The idea of tefillin is Ki hu michoik ahavas oyhavim. If you have two people that love each other, Lisa kol echot choysam ahavas chavera yalatzmoy. He says, if you have two people that have a hava, so what they do is you want to have a choysam. You want to have a way. I'm going to wear something, and you're going to wear something, and by us together wearing this thing, that's going to be the way that we're going to be able to express our ahava one to the other. And he says, that's the idea of tefillin. Tefillin is a chosen, it's an insignia of ahava. Ahava between whom and whom? It's ahava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That is what tefillin is all about. And he says that the truth is that it's merum is in a pasuk in Shir HaShir. Said the pasuk says, Simeni kachoysam al libecha, kachoysam al zroyecha, ki azu kamoves ahava. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perikhez pasuk vav. Simeni kachoysam al libecha. It's a choysam on my heart. Kachoysam al zroyecha. What are we talking about, the Chasam Sofer? Shlomo HaMelech describing tefillin. And what's the idea of tefillin? It's a choysam ki azu kamoves. Ahava so fast, it's stark like mothers. That's how stark it is. But the point is, that's the idea. The idea of tefillin is not zeichel yetzias Mitzrayim. The idea is to bring out this ahava. He says, that's pshan in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wears tefillin. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to Rav Chiya bar Rabin. Hani tefillin de Mari Alma maksiv bu. He said, what is it saying, the tefillin of Mari Alma? Right? The Mishnah was tefillin. What is it saying, the tefillin? And he went through, Rav Ashi went, and he went through parsha after parsha. It says, Kimi God. It says in the next bias, Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikamoich Am Noishav Hashem Mogem Ezrecha. Is there any nation that God went and He took one nation? Says the Chassam Soiver, go through those psukim. It's a havas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's about, and that's really what our tefillin is all about. Because the ikur of our tefillin is vahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. It's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's Kabbalas on Malchus Shemayim. It's Kabbalas on Mitzvahs, which comes from what? It comes from the ahava that we have. See, he told Reb Bonemeger, it's true. It's true in the parts when we have Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the tefillin's not Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We punct mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because when we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, we remember the Ahava. But it's not about Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. You sit down at the Leila Seder, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a Chosum Shal Ahava. You're wearing something that says, Hashem loves me. That's what it's all about. That's what tefillin is. It's an idea, the Chassam Sofer writes this in one of his drashas, of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. We wear tefillin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and what does it say in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, and Hanich tefillin, the Mariam HaMaksiv Bo Ashrecha Yisrael, all the same ideas. It's the same concept. It's all about Ahava. That's what tefillin is all about. Tefillin is 100% about Ahava. So I saw it's getting late early, but just to point out, so I was thinking, so it's beautiful. The idea of tefillin, when a Yid sees tefillin, what's supposed to come to mind? What's supposed to come to mind is Ahava, right? That's what comes to mind, Ahava. That he and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the relationship of a father to a son, the relationship of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. That's the idea. It's a relationship of Ahava. So what is that supposed to bring to? Brings to Torah, right? Avada, you have Ahava, it's going to bring to Torah. It doesn't just bring to Torah. It's Lamantia Torah Hashem B'Ficha. It's going to bring a person to teach Torah. Why teaching Torah? Oh, that's Pashit. Again, we don't really have enough time for this. But this is so Pashit. This is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah HaShlishi, the third mitzvah in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, who shitzivonu la'ahavoy. The mitzvah is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, likfar omru, shemitzvah zu koileles. It's not enough to serve Hashem, but rather shenidroish v'nikra anachim kulam lavidasa yisalu lahamim boy. The mitzvah of Ahava means that you should serve Hashem and try to get other people to serve Hashem as well. V'zeh ki kishetehav adam. Because when you love someone, tasim libcha olav, you're gonna think about him. V'teshabcheyu, you're gonna praise him. V'tevakeish o anoshim le'avoisa, you're gonna want other people to love him as well. V'zeh al tzad ha'mashal, he's not explaining to it. That's all a mashal. He says kavul chaim, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's gonna be that way as well. He says that's why Avram Avinu was the one who got everyone closer to Hashem. V'anevesh asher asa b'char. Why was Avram Avinu? It was because Avram Avinu was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to Avram Oyavoy. Avram Avinu was the one that reached the Madrega of Ahava. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tshuva, I'm talking fast, but the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tshuva, when he talks about the Madrega of Ahava, he says, "Umayla zu, umayla gedoyla ad ma'od, ve'en kol chacham zoychala, ve'himayla Avram Avinu, shenik shekorei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyavoy, the fish loy oved elam Ahava." When a person is oved as Hashem Ahava, right, it's very simple, right? If you have a job to do, if you're afraid, okay, you do your job and you move on. But if you actually like somebody, you love somebody, so then you're gonna want other people, you want everyone to like him. The person has year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you wake up in the morning, you're afraid. So you're going to daven, you're going to make some krishma, you're going to put on tefillin, you're going to be kaveh itim batayra. You know, you'll do whatever you need to do because you're afraid of Hashem. But if a person loved Hashem, you would wake up in the morning. It's simple. It's so simple if you think about it for a second. You would wake up in the morning and you would say, oh, it's very nice, I'm going to do. But there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's not happy with what's going on in the world because there's so many people that are nebuch disgracing him and they're not following Torah mitzvahs. They have no idea he even exists. They don't care about him. They'll be mechal shem shamayim, literally. And I have to do something about it, right? If I'm acting out of yira, so what do I care what the other person does? But if this is a hava, I really care. That's the difference. Yira, you don't care. Care about yourself. Ahava, you care about the Eibishter, right? That's what it's all about. Yira is about me. It's selfish yira. Ahava is about the Eibishter. That's the difference between yira and ahava. It's like worlds apart. It's not about you. It's about Hashem. And when it's about Hashem, it's not only about your avoid, it has to include in it, has to incorporate other people's avoidas as well. So if that's the case, if tefillin is the chosim shal ahava, so what is it going to get a person to do? It's going to bring a person to lamantia teres Hashem beficha. That's what it's going to bring you to. It's not just going to get you to learn Torah. It's going to get you to teach Torah, because if the sight of tefillin Boch habakuk v'midan alachas. Boch sam soif v'midan alachas. Is what is tefillin? It's a chosim shalahava. What does a yid do when he has a havas Hashem? That's a Rambam. We don't need rate for this. It's a mafurish Rambam. Rambam says when a person has a hava v'havtas Hashem lekecha, you have to be ma'ahi v'kodesh baruch al aprius. It's not a sif katan. It's the chetzah of a hava. Because if otherwise it's not a hava. If it's just about you, then it's about your own. It's you love yourself. So, and that's why you're doing it. But if you love a kaddish, the second you love a kaddish baruch hu, that's it. Now you're running all over the world like Avraham Avinu did. There's no in between. That is a hava. So if a person comes to the madrega of a hava, it's a madrega. The Rambam says not lav kol chacham zoichel is it. But if a person comes to that, what does it lead to? It leads to l'man tira teres Hashem b'vicha. But I was thinking maybe one davar nifla, maybe it's even emes, and that is. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Menaches, and we're going to end with this. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Menaches, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Well-known Gemara. Tanya, hoy Rameir Oimer. Rameir used to say, Godol Oinshei Shal Lavan, Yoisemei Oinshei Shal Tcheles. If a person doesn't have Lavan on his baguette, the punishment for it is going to be worse than if a person doesn't have tcheles. And he said, I'll explain to you in a mashal. Mashal, ma davad oimer, le melech basav adam, there was a melech basav adam, she'omad l'shnei avadam. He went to his two avadim. Le'echad omar, one of them he told, havi li chosim shalte. I want you to bring a chosim. I want you to bring an emblem, a symbol, something that you should wear that's made out of tit. It's made out of dirt. Le'echad omar, the other one he said, havo li chosim shalzav. I want you to go bring a gold chosim. U'pashu shnei v'loivu. They both didn't do what they were supposed to do. Ezeman oinche meruba. Says, you tell me, Rameir, whose punishment is going to be worse? Havi yom ezesh omale havo li chosim shaltet. Why? Because it was so easy to bring chosim shaltet. So why didn't you bring the chosim shaltet? So the fact that you didn't bring the chosim shalzav, it was expensive. Go find gold. It's not so simple. Chosim shaltet was billig. The fact that you didn't do it, that's an oinish. And it's for that reason, your oinish is going to be more. So said Rameyer, what's the nimshel? The lavan is like the chaysim shel tit. The tcheles is like the chaysim shel zav. Just like the eved that didn't bring the chaysim shel tit was punished worse, so too gadol oinshay shel lavan yoisemi oinshay shel tcheles. Zog toisus, a toisus tucked away in the sechtes menaches daf mem gimel amid beis. Toisus usually when you have a mashal and a nimshel, they don't necessarily have any intrinsic connection. The muscle's about a puritz and a krechma, and the nimshel is about gewalt, right? That's usually the way it is. But Taisus says that this muscle that Rameyer gave, this pnimius atoira in the muscle itself, says Taisus, Masha medama oison shel tit litzitzes. He says, you want to know why Rameyer used as his muscle to explain tzitzes, the chosim shel tit, the reason is shkenoisim lavotim, because every eved has a chosim. And the tzitzis is the chosim of the yid. That tzitzis meyid al yisrael shem avdei hakadosh baruch hu. The isa beperik pamei isha kavla da avdei tonight. The reason we pick this mashal is because the mashal and the nimshal they're really the same thing. Because tzitzis, what is tzitzis? When a yid wears tzitzis, that's his chosim. What's it a chosim? It's a chosim that he's an eved for hakadosh baruch hu. So I was thinking, it's not shaykh. Tzitzis is a chosim. It's a chosim. Tefillin is a chosim, but they're completely different chosamos. Tzitzis is a chosim that you're an eved. Tefillin is a chosim of a hava. It's a chosim that you're a ben. Fundamentally different. We have two relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a relationship of Avinu, and we have a relationship of Malkeinu. When we put on tefillin, that's the chosim shel ahava, said the Chacham Sofer in Kuf Pei Hei Rabbeinu Meir. When we wear tzitzis, that's the chosim of avdus. That's our way of remembering that we're an eved. And this is the punchline, I think. The pasuk says, why do you wear tzitzis? What do you mean tzitzis? Tzitzis. V'hoyu lechem letzitzin. Uri'isa ma'isai. Because when you see tzitzis, what's it supposed to bring you to? Uri'isa ma'isai, you should see the tzitzis u'schartem is called mitzvah Hashem. It's supposed to get you to remember all the mitzvahs Hashem. Listen to what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says on these words. Pirish. K'shiyabitu b'simen avduson. Because when you're going to see the tzitzis, you're going to remember you're an eved. Yitnu leiv. You're going to remember she'enam b'nei chayrin lasis k'chetzon. You're not a ben chay. You can't just do whatever you want. B'machol, b'malbushan, b'diburim, b'chol ma'aseim. K'eved, like an eved. She'em az rabo yolov. V'lamoid b'shosh she'odam etzav v'lamoid. V'lasis kol malachas ha'shiziv ha'shem lasis. So what's the purpose of tzitzis? Urisa moysa, u'schartem is kol mitzvah Hashem. What does it mean? What does it mean? What's the poshet his poinunus? Because tzitzis is a chosim. It's a toisvus. The Bali toisvus said this. Menaches mem gimel amid beis. So if this is a chosim, it's a chosim shalabdus. You're going to see the chosim shalabdus. What's it going to do? Urisa moysa, it's going to bring you to uschartem is called mitzvah Hashem. What does it say by tefillin? Tefillin, it says, V'hoi l'chal oisai yad chuzik harmin en echel amantia toiras Hashem b'ficha. Tzitzis brings you to do mitzvahs. Uschartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem v'asisem oisam. What does Torah bring you to? Torah brings you to Torah. You know what the difference is? We know mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu. And Rashi says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chofeyam et Aleph, what's the pshat mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu? Because the idea of a mitzvah is not for us to have pleasure. We do mitzvahs because we're avodim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we do mitzvahs. The idea of a mitzvah is le'oil al tzevoreim nitnu. It's an oil. You're an eved. And because you're an eved, that's why you have to do mitzvahs. The idea of a mitzvah is not for us to benefit from. It's not for our pleasure. We're avodim, and therefore we act like slaves. We have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you can read the mitzvahs in halacha lav lahonis nitnu. If you have a friend, you made a neddy, you'll never benefit from him. It's Rosh Hashanah, you walk into shul, he's the Baal Tekeh, and you can listen to your heart's content. It's not a problem. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. And what you're doing now is a maisa avdos. And the idea is mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. But everybody knows there's one exception to that rule of mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu. What's the exception? The exception is Talmud Torah. Rabbi Avram in Aharim, Masechtas Nedarim, the Avni Nezer is Akhtama to the Eglei Tal, right? The Avni Nezer wrote an epic Akhtama to the Eglei Tal, and one of the most famous lines in the Avni Nezer's Hakdama is he says that he heard people say that if you learn Torah and you enjoy it, it's considered Torah Shalai Lishma. Right, he heard Shamati Ktas Pnei Adam Toyim Miderach Haseichab Inyan Limud Torah Kdoich VaAmru Ki Alvaymer Mechadish Chedushim VeSameach UMesanik BeLimudei Einzel Limud. It's not lishma. You're enjoying it too much. It's not Torah lishma. So the Avni Nezer says chas v'sholem to say that if somebody thinks that, I met somebody recently. He told me his grandfather was a sachet of a chassid. He was a kashuglo of a chassid and a sach. The kashuglo of a goyin, the Eretz Tzvi was a Talmud Muvik of the Avni Nezer. So he was a sachet of a chassid and he was a kashuglo of a chassid. And he told me that his grandfather said that before the war, he said all the bachrim and sachetchav for their bar mitzvah would have to memorize the hakdama of the Eglei Tal. How beautiful is that? They would memorize the Hakdama, because that Hakdama is off the charts, right? And this is what he writes. Talks about the idea of because the enjoyment of Torah is lahanis nitnu. It's not like mitzvahs that will have lahanis nitnu. So it's half of a fellow. Tzitzis is a chaysim shal avdus. What does the chaysim shal avdus bring you to? Urisem moisa, yuschartem es kol mitzvahis Hashem v'asisem moisam. It brings you to 612 mitzvahs. But one mitzvah of Torah is no shaychus to tzitzis. An eved? No, when you learn Torah, you're not an eved. When you learn Torah, you know what you are? You're a son that the Eibishter opened up his treasures to, and he gave you from all his mat. That's what he gave you. He gave you his treasures. The Vilna Goyen, in the Sidur Agra, so in the Pirish, Avnei Elio, in the Sidur Agra, so they bring that the Vilna Goyen said, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soyra Secha, V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avoyda Secha. So by Torah, it's Hashiveinu Avinu, but by Avoyda, it's Karveinu Malkeinu. He said, because when we learn Torah, we're a bent to a father. The father gives his son the matmai. That's what he's giving you. That's what Torah is. Torah comes from a hava. That's where it comes from. It's lahanas nitnu. It's our way of making it through this world. That's our real enjoyment in this world. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarisach. All the other mitzvahs, it's v'karveinu malkeinu l'avoidasach. So the tzitzis, which is the chosim shal avdus, urisa moisa yuschartem es kol mitzvahis Hashem v'asisa moisa. But the tefillin, which is the chosim shal ahava, like the Chassam Sofer says, it's l'mantia teres Hashem v'ficha. Ahava, that's the relationship of a father to a son. That's the relationship of ahava. So just to be messiah, I saw in the Sefer Zois LeYakov from Reb Shmuel Yankov Bornstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. So he had a hergish. He said that the last mitzvah that a katan does, right, is he puts on the last mitzvah of chinuch that a father does with a katan is the mitzvah of tefillin. Right, if you're mechanech your child when you turn 6, 7, 8, whatever the shiurim are, tefillin you don't put on tefillin. You don't put on tefillin. When do you put on tefillin? Right before the bar mitzvah, 30 days, 2 months, right? Mishnah Berurah's lashon is v'achshav nagu lahaniach beizah gimel chadashim koydim hazman. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But this is, he says, if you think about it, it's essentially the last mitzvah of chinuch. Right? That's what it is. It's the last mitzvah a father's mechanech his son in is the mitzvah of tefillin. So Rosh Hashanah said, what's the first mitzvah that a father's mechanech his son with? Oh, katan hayudei ledaber avim melamdi Torah. Torah tziva lanu moshe. That's the first mitzvah he teaches him. So he says a pshat. Why Torah is the first mitzvah? And white tefillin is the last mitzvah. But l'fi anal, maybe the hergish is that when we mechanech our children, you want to be mechavah, what do you want to bring out? You want to bring out the fact that Hashem loves me, or loves you. And that's the idea. That's the concept. You bring out the idea of a hava. That's what real chinuch is, in the sense that you have an appreciation, they have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of ani l'doidi l'doidi li, a relationship of avinu. So when we mechanech our children, the first thing we do is ovim melamdei Torah, because Torah is lahanis nitnu. Torah is the mitzvah that flows from the idea of banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And what's the last mitzvah? It's the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin is the kesher of ahava. So all the chinuch that a father is going to do with his children throughout the years, it's going to start with the idea of Hashem loves you, and it ends with the idea of Hashem loves you.